Hare Krishna. Don't talk about yourself, talk to yourself. The people who talk too much are called chatterboxes. And people who talk too much about themselves are egotists. People who think a lot about themselves are egoists. And those who not only think a lot about themselves, but they talk a lot about themselves. Oh, I did this, I went there, I went there. And they are basically egotists. And quite often, it is irritating to be with such people. Because just spending time with such people means spending simply having to hear a lot of their ego, egos gloating and bloating. So now, we live in a world wherein we may have to talk about ourselves on certain occasions. And so, for example, if we are to introduce ourselves, what we are doing, but that sort of promotion of ourselves we may have to do on some occasions. But more important is to recognize that we are actually meant to be on the path of self-improvement. And for self-improvement, we need to talk to ourselves. Talk to ourselves doesn't mean that we become like lunatics. Sometimes people see that people are walking on the street and they are talking to themselves. Most often, people may think that this is a sign of craziness. But this talking to ourselves does not have to be loud talk. It can be inner talk also, where we talking to ourselves means basically we observe ourselves, we critique ourselves, we guide ourselves and we improve ourselves. This can be seen in the Bhagavad Gita. When Krishna talks about in the 6th chapter, 5th verse, Udharedatmanatmanam natmanam avasadayet atmaiva hi atmano bandhur atmaiva ripuratmanah. So Krishna says, Udharedatmanatmanam, Udhared, elevate yourself, atmanatmanam, elevate the self with the self, natmanam avasadayet, that don't degrade yourself. Atmaiva hi atmano bandhur, that the self is the friend of the self, and atmaiva ripuratmanaha, the self is also the enemy of the self. Now here sometimes the word atma is translated as mana, mind, and so the words can mean that no, elevate yourself with the mind and don't degrade yourself with the mind. The mind is a friend of the self and the mind is the enemy of the self also. And of course, the word Atma means self, so it can refer to self also. The point is that when we talk to ourselves, that means when we use the same intelligence and reasoning faculty to reason through our mind's misconceptions and our mind's misdirections, then we can keep ourselves, we can get the correct conceptions and we can move in the right directions in our life. So talking to ourselves is actually an act of introspection. We can do journaling, which is also actually talking to ourselves. We can write a letter to ourselves where we express our resolution to do what is important for us, what is desirable for us, what will be transformational for us. And by this, by talking to ourselves, actually, we are all, in one sense, fairly good at giving instructions to others. You know, the thing that most people don't hesitate to give freely is advice. So therefore, if we focus on, we direct channel that propensity to give advice towards ourselves. That means in a conceptual way, in a self-reflective way, we create a sort of polarity within us, where we are the subject and we are the object, and the subject I writes to the object I, talks to the object I. Hey, you feel like doing this, but should I do? Do you want to do this? Often this talk goes on at a subconscious level within us. Sometimes maybe I should sleep. No, maybe I should not sleep. Maybe I can do like this. Maybe I should do like that. This talk often goes on at a subconscious level within us. But we can bring that talk to the conscious level and do it conscientiously. Then otherwise, this inner talk can often weaken our determination and sabotage our aspiration. But when we make it conscious and conscientious, then we can direct it properly, and that inner talk, rather than just remaining a misleading mental chatter, will become an exercise in inner illumination. It will help us understand the things that are important to us. It will help us understand to harmonize our thoughts, emotions and actions with the directions which are given in scripture, and thus we will move forward steadily on the path to self-improvement. So we can channel our propensity for talking about ourselves by talking about ourselves to ourselves in a way that we can improve ourselves. Thank you. Hare Krishna.